Welcome. Hey, yo. We are live down here in the Bear Cave Studios for another episode of OTBS. With me, your host, Freddy Alonso, with my co-host, Biggie Mafia. What's going on, bro?
Yo, what's up, bro? You know what it is.
Had to switch it up a little bit. The intro, got the NWO shirt. Had to give a little shout out to the bad guy himself.
No, I appreciate you doing that, bro. A lot been going on out there, man. You know what? I know I said I was going to do the show with the glasses. I'm going to take the glasses off because this glare is looking a little bit crazy. Yo, I did get a compliment from somebody who had been watching saying that our production value seems to have taken a a bit of a turn up. Because they would say, yo, B, you're like, you know, I was watching your show from in the beginning, and were you recorded in your closet or something like that? And I was like, no, motherfucker, I was in the corner of my bedroom recording. That's where I designated my little area. But, you know, wifey threw a couple coats of paint on the wall in the man cave downstairs. So I said, you know what, fuck it, this is going to be my new area. But,
hey, like Drake, started from the bottom, now we're here, bro.
Started from the bottom, now we're here, brother. You know what I'm saying? What's up with you, bro? How's your week going, man?
Bro, week's been good. You know, we're back into the spring tackle football season. Mm-hmm, so that's, you know, just when you think you're taking a break from coaching, boom, we're back.
It never ends, bro. Yep. It never ends. There's always either something for you to do with other people's kids, or your own kids got stuff going on, so it's never ending, bro. Like my weekends, and I know yours are pretty much the same. My weekends, my Saturdays, I'm all day with one kid. Sundays is about to be all day with another. Plights of parenthood. I'm sure those listening know exactly what I'm talking about. And for those of you who don't know what we're talking about and don't have kids, and don't have to, you know, obligate your time to taking care of their activities, screw you. All right? Screw you.
Go fuck yourself.
Go kill yourself.
Yep.
Straight up.
Yep.
Straight up.
Big facts. Big facts on that one.
You know what I'm saying? But, hey, yo, listen, man. I don't know, bro. It's been a wild week. Today is a pretty crazy day. I didn't tell you this, but my boy Jay is expecting, bro.
Big cheers. Big cheers to James.
Any moment now, my nephew will be entered in the world, Mr. Nice. James Blocker III. So, not sure. By the time you guys are listening to this, hopefully he will have entered the world happy and healthy. And yes. His parents, James and Kayla, will, you know, be enjoying their new little bundle of joy.
Yeah, and, prepare for no sleep.
Parenthood.
I hope you enjoyed that sleep while you could.
Yo, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Did you suffer with that when Noah was born? Like, did you guys have a lot of sleepless nights?
All right, so
because we didn't go through that too much.
I didn't, because I will fall asleep like that. Wifey, on the other hand, wifey had, you know, not sleepless nights, but just up all the time, hating me because I'm sleeping and snoring right next to her, and but luckily, little man was a good sleeper.
So were you doing most of the was she the one doing most of the getting up in the middle of the nights and all of that good stuff?
She was. I was.
Bro, you selfish. Selfish, bro.
I know. #hashtag bad dad on that one. No bueno on
that. That's real selfish, man. I will say, by the grace of God, yo, with my two men, we never went through that, man, with the waking up in the middle of the night and all of that good stuff. And I don't know what it was, man, but I will say this. I know when it came to Avery, once I learned that trick, like when they got to the point where you could start putting a little bit of rice cereal in their bottle, and they always give that recommendation. Oh, that last little bottle, like you put like a little pinch of the formula. Dog, I was putting at least a teaspoon of of cereal.
You're sleeping good tonight.
Yo, dog, it got to the point where she started to look like unhealthy, like right before she started walking. Like, yo, she looked like a little blimp, man. And people were like, yo, like, she looked like, remember Maury? Was it Maury that used to have the little, like, the little fat babies or the people that had, like, the overgrown babies on their show?
It was Maury and the other one. Was it Jenny?
Oh, man. Remember Jenny Jones, bro?
Jenny Jones, Sally Jesse Raphael with the red little glasses.
Fucking Ricky Lake, bro.
Ricky Lake. Oh, man.
Yo, bro, that's taking a little bit too far back. I will say, out of all of them, though, Maury definitely outlasted everybody.
And he did.
Withstood the test of time. I mean, who exploited...
He found his niche, bro. That paternity test, once that shit took off, I felt like every Maury episode was paternity test.
Of course. You had your, you know, your every now and then your feel good episodes with, you know, they'd have like a reunion or some nonsense like that. But I didn't see any more joy in Maury Povich's face than when he was sitting there with those cards in his hand.
What's it gonna be?
Getting ready to reveal some devastating news to
ready to ruin some somebody's chick. Life.
Yeah, reading the results to some chick who's on the show for the fifth time, and she's been on the show so much that she hears the results and she runs and she knows what left to make, what right to make.
Bro, the compilations. This is like the last time you were here. And it's like four back to back in different outfits. Hilarious.
Hilarious. Bro, I saw this one chick that was on the show so many times that she ran to a room that had a lock code and she knew the lock code and got into the fucking room, bro. I was like, yo, this shit is crazy.
That's hilarious. I never saw that one. Out. That's hilarious.
Yo, listen, man. I don't know, but yeah, you know, it is what it is, man. Life is wild, bro. We just rolling with these punches.
You're rolling
and
with it, bro.
I know I told you a second ago, I'm kind of simulcasting. We're also trying to keep up with UFC 299 that's going on right now.
Yes, sir.
We got, you know, Sugar Shane O'Malley in the main event against Chito Vera, which I'm almost certain O'Malley's going to get his ass knocked out this time, bro.
Last time they fought, Chito knocked him out. What was that, 2020?
Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. I know. O'Malley was blaming his little foot injury that he had, but I don't know. We'll see what happens this time. Speaking of knockouts,
bro. Bro. Okay, so before we jump into that, the Bills report. Let's get our Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
I feel like that one's, we got some time with that. But our Buffalo Bills, 31 million over the cap after the 30 million surplus that was the new league year. We cut Mitch Morse. We cut Tre'Davious White. Bro, the list of cuts... I felt like I kept texting our Bills Mafia group chat. Shout out to the boys in the Mafia group chat. Mm-hmm. But we're finally under the league, I guess, whatever threshold it is.
Mm-hmm.
We still have to restructure Josh. We restructured Vaughn. We re-signed Trubisky. He came back. We got wrapped up, no pun intended, coming back. We cut Poyer. We have literally no starting secondary. Our secondary is gone. Hyde and Poyer, who have been our cornerstones in that secondary for the past five years maybe, gone.
Yeah.
We restructured Rasul.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a plus. We got Elam still on his rookie deal.
Mm-hmm.
We got Milano hopefully coming back healthy. Hopefully, you know, shout outs to Vaughn for taking the team friendly deal and taking less money and coming back. But we got work to do in this draft, bro. We got a shit ton of picks. I believe it's 11.
Yeah.
We got first, second, no third. I think two in the fourth, three in the fifth, two in the sixth, and a seventh, I believe. I could be wrong on the count there, but yeah, we got a shit ton of work to do. And all the big name, as Bills Mafia out there, if you expect the Bills to go big name hunting this year, that shit ain't happening. We on the dollar menu right now.
Yeah, we are. We are. Listen, this is definitely a make or break year for Brandon Bean, I feel like. Mm-hmm. And I think this is definitely a make or break year for Sean McDermott. I think, honestly, I know they say hindsight is 20/20. I feel like these cuts should have happened last year. I honestly do, man. I love what Micah Hyde has been doing for us. I love what Poy's been doing for us. You know, I hate to see Trey White go. Most of these guys, I hate to see them go.
Yep.
But I'm not mad at them getting cut. I'm going to be honest with you, bro, because, yo, bro, our secondary just looks old. They look old. They've looked depleted.
Always hurt.
How many times – always hurt. How many times in the playoffs you've seen them getting – starched by Tyreek Hill or something. And it's just, even when the offense is picking up and you got Allen going out there and marching down the field and scoring these amazing, like going down and scoring on these drives for the defense to give it up in 13 seconds, bro. Like, come on. I get it. The coaches call the schemes, but the players are out there playing the game.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta be able to make that play. You got to be able to make a stop. And that's in that Chiefs game at the end of the year in the playoffs, we couldn't get a stop. Had we gotten a stop in that fourth quarter, that was ball game. And we couldn't do it.
Bro, even the Chiefs game in the middle of the season, when it came down, when they called it back,
yeah,
because he was lined up, you know, offensive offside. It was like we almost lost the game right there.
Bro, they punted once. Once in that fucking playoff game.
Yeah.
You want to be a contender? You get one stop the whole game?
Yeah.
I know the adage is as old as time, but offense wins games and defense wins championships. So you can't fucking stop a nosebleed. That shit ain't happening.
Yeah. And I do appreciate the cuts that they're making now to try to do something, because you see these other teams, man, they've been building for years now.
Yeah.
And I know the adage has been going on for the past few years, like the window is closing on us. And I hate to say it, it is, man. And as a fan, you see that, you know, I mean, the Jets, even though they signed a dude who has a, you know, he's clearly – listen, I don't care what you say about Aaron Rodgers. He has great numbers. I think he's been a hell of a player. But for them to try to think that they're going to put an entire team on his back at this age, I think you're asking a bit too much of him.
It's going to be tough.
You know, the Dolphins, I mean, granted, we've pretty much owned the Dolphins these past few years. They're still a tough out. They're still a tough team.
And they had a fire sale on defense, too. They got rid of a whole bunch of guys.
And who knows, you know, the Patriots, they look like they're in a rebuilding mode. But when it comes to them playing us, you can't count them out.
Mm-hmm.
It's a division rival. You just don't know how it goes. The Chiefs, they just keep getting better.
Yep. And they're one of the youngest teams in the league, the Chiefs.
The youngest team in the league. You got Joe Burrow coming back next year. You know, so it's you just.
You got them boys out in San Diego retooling with Harbaugh. Bro, they needed a coach, and they got one.
Yeah.
And, of course, they got to be in the AFC, and we're going to – I'll say it now. We'll probably see him in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And that boy down in Texas, he's going to get some tools, and he's going to be a problem.
Yeah, and then what are you going to do? So I think this year right now is going to be the breaking point. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say it now on March 9th, 2024, that this year is going to be the breaking point as to whether the next 4 or 5 years is going to be a rebuild process for us. And, you know, we just got to, because the guys out of there right now, they want to make it happen. You see Allen restructured his contract. Yeah. He wants to make it happen. You're not going to hear nothing out of Diggs because Diggs wants to be in Buffalo. I don't care what.
Right. All ESPN, those stupid ass reports.
Yeah. All of that is bullshit. Von Miller restructured his contract, which I'm going to be honest, I don't think he had a damn choice.
Yeah. I think that was a, you got to do it, choice, or you're going to get cut June 1st and we'll take the cap it.
Listen, man. I'm not even going to go into all the nonsense surrounding Von Miller at this point, but you know, so we'll see. This is going to be a pivotal year for us, man.
Yeah,
either we're going to strive towards greatness or press forward, or we're going to fall back into the,
and hey, there's some big name coaches lingering around out there. So Sean McDermott needs to be on his shit, because Vrabel and Belichick out there, they just chilling. They ain't got no contracts.
But do you think that's going to be a suit for Allen, though? Do you think Allen needs a defensive coach? I mean, that's what we're getting out of Sean McDermott. And
I feel like the coach to get if we get rid of McDermott would be Vrabel. I feel like he's a player's coach. I feel like he knows his shit. He out-Belichicked Belichick in the playoffs a few years back. I wouldn't mind handing the reins over to him.
Yeah, I would. You know what? I wouldn't mind that, to be honest with you. I'm going to be honest. I wouldn't mind him stepping in right now.
Yeah.
And I appreciate all McDermott has done for us. But, bro, you've been here a long – we've been in the AFC Championship one time. With the talent that we have, and it's like, I don't know, bro. I don't know. It's just I'm tired of the heartbreak, bro. It's let's move on, bro. I can't. It's
like a knockout punch, is what that is. And speaking of knockout punches, Anthony Joshua laid the fucking boomstick in the second round on Francis Ngannou. Bro. I first off, I didn't know the fight was going on that early. Like I had heard the rumblings and seen the graphics, but didn't really pay attention. And then I was like, oh shit. The little notification popped up on my phone and I'm like, what? Ngannou got knocked out? I sent it in our executive board chat. Like, that shit was wild.
Dog, and he didn't just get knocked out. He got knocked the fuck out.
He got folded.
He got folded, man. Yo, he got knocked out the same way he knocked out Stipe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he fell back on his leg.
I saw those
like
side by side. Yep.
And, yo, he was just out cold, man. But I'm going to be honest, I wasn't surprised.
Right.
And the reason I wasn't surprised was because if you kind of followed his career, you know, obviously we've watched you. I know me personally, I've watched UFC. Yeah. I've followed MMA way more than I follow boxing. You've seen Ngannou's elevation.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Right. And you've seen, and rightfully so, it's kind of deserving, right? He's kind of been smelling himself a little bit lately.
Yeah, after that, you know what I'm after saying? That Fury fight, he was on a little bit of untouchable tick.
Dog. And I respect it.
A little bit of more money in your pocket should change his people.
and I respect it, and I think he deserves all of the praise and respect and all of that stuff. But I said this the other day, man, it's like the story of Icarus, bro. You flew a little bit too close to the sun.
Yeah.
Because you got to realize, I think you fought a Tyson Fury who, like, not for nothing, he really hasn't been challenged that much lately.
In how much fight camps.
Shape is he, you know what I'm saying? How much shape is he really in? You know he's not going to take you serious. Anthony Joshua is a technical boxer. Like, he trains like an actual boxer. Not to say that Tyson Fury doesn't, but I don't know. His training, like, I don't know, man. And I think after this, I don't see Ngannou getting any more big-name fights. I think he's just going to kind of have to stick to MMA at this point.
He's lined up for Bellator to go back to Bellator. Or not, yeah. Sorry, Bellator got bought out by PFL, and he's fighting whoever won between Bader and I forget the other guy's name, but he's fighting the other guy.
I'm going to be honest, at this point, I would be surprised, because the big fight to me is still going to be Jones versus Ngannou. I don't know if I see that happening anymore.
You see the blueprint, though. You see the blueprint how to beat him. I saw it was a short little video, but it showed how Joshua set him up with the jab. Mm-hmm. How he set him up, body jab. It kept dropping Ngannou's hand. He switched his stance to southpaw. And once he did that, it left it wide open for that jab feint, and boom, right down Main Street. Put him on his ass.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know, bro. I think the fighting landscape right now on the boxing side and the MMA side, I think there's a lot of interesting stories to keep people, involved with what's going on. You know, I know the Haney fight is coming up soon, which I'm looking forward to that. And again, I'm not a boxing guy, but it's just, listen, you got to have a story.
Yeah.
You have to have a story, because not everybody's going to be into it just to be into it. And it's like Vince McMahon used to say way back in the days, like, you gotta make movies. You got to sell the story to keep people to want to watch what's going on.
Wait, that's what Vince said? I thought Vince said, shit on her forehead. Nah, too soon? My bad.
It's not too soon, man.
I'm going to take a 20-second time
out. Bro, listen, man. Hey, yo, WWE, I don't want no smoke. That's all my man. Listen, I'm going to stand 10 toes down regardless. But, you know, hey, bro, are we going to get back into that? we got to go back down. You know, I don't know how much y'all been talking about on your wrestling show, but you ain't really been hearing much about Vince McMahon lately.
Bro, they blurred his face out of the video game. So there's like a, I guess, clips of when he talks to the wrestlers or had brought them out in the past that's in the video games. And there's a clip of him with Charlotte Flair holding the mic for her, and his face is blurred out.
Damn.
Yeah. How the mighty have fallen.
So they Chris Benoit, Vince McMahon.
Yes, sir.
Damn. Well, it is what it is, bro. What you gonna do?
Yeah.
On that note.
back to the boxing tip. You've got, we got the news this week that Jake Paul will be fighting Mike Tyson. What, Mike's what, 50, 56, 57 now? And Jake Paul's,
I wouldn't give a damn if he was 77.
25? I pray to the boxing gods that Mike Tyson knocks him the fuck out. That he Ngannou's his ass.
I hope so too. I also...
But...
Bro, because, yo, listen, funny. Man. How long have we been doing this now with this kid, Jake Paul? And it's like, all right, I know it's going to be this dude. All right, now it's going to be the next guy. And I was going to, it's not like he can't fight. At this point, you got a real guy.
You got to give him his props on that. Yes.
You got to give him his props. It's not like the dude can't fight. Now, if this was his first match out there, then of course I'd be like, oh man, this is barbecue chicken, as Shaq would say, right? But it's obvious this dude has skill. He has power and he has speed.
And he's taking it serious. Yeah.
He's taking it very serious. You don't think that this kid is gonna be like, yo, you know how much like my legacy will grow if I can knock Mike Tyson out? Come on, man.
Come on, bro. I don't think he knocks Mike out. I don't think he does it.
Bro, I'm willing to put money on it.
Let's put a bottle on it, bro.
Bro, we could put a bottle on it. And if you're listening to this right now, and I know I usually have a standing bet with my boy O from work, I'm willing to put money that is highly likely that Jake Paul knocks Mike Tyson out. And I don't want to say that.
Put that shit on the ticker. If we had a ticker, that should be going across the bottom right now.
I don't want to say this, but the proof is in the pudding, man. Like,
hey, he's known now as El Gallo de Puerto Rico. The Puerto Rican shit. Rooster. It's what he is.
Come on, bro. Come on, man. So what's the bottle that you're betting? What you want just in case if Mike don't get knocked out?
Little Applejack.
That's it?
Little Applejack.
All right, man. I want a bottle of some. Yo, I was getting ready to say I want some Hypnotic. Like, this is fucking 1997. I don't even.
You want a pasta cavassier? Is what you want?
Also, I want to make this known. I'm not a drinker, okay? I know we've been taking our sips here on this show, but Fred, I know you've been drinking.
This is our drinking right here.
This is it. This is the most that I drink. I know Fred's been drinking since he was 11 years old.
That's why I got so much hair.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Me, on the other hand, I'm drinking the same stuff that I was drinking last week. I got my Angry Orchard and my Fireball whiskey, which is, that's nothing. That's nothing. It's just something to get you right through the night. What you got in your cup? You got the Applejack in your cup?
I got a little bit of a Fireball and Pepsi is what I got tonight. It's a good mix. I'll take it.
Yeah, it's a good mix, bro. Good enough mix to get you nice and fucked up for the night, right?
Yep. Hey, daylight savings. I'm sure you guys, by the time you listen to this, it's already happened, but daylight savings. That's the stupidest shit.
I thought we were done with this.
I thought they were passing the law that they weren't going to do it anymore.
Listen, I don't know. At this point, bro, it doesn't matter. You never get enough sleep. It doesn't matter if the clock moves back an hour. It doesn't matter. I know me, every night I'm averaging about 4.5-5 hours of sleep anyway, to the point where when I'm setting my alarm, you know when you set your alarm and it tells you how much time you have until it goes off? I don't even look at that shit because it depresses me. I'll press the button and I'll look the other way. Because if I know that I only have 3 hours and 47 minutes, and then I'm going to be like...
Depressing. Demoralizing. Yeah. Like, that's a kick to the nuts.
Oh, it's between that and just work is... I don't know, man. Like, the only thing that I look forward to now is just being home and staying at home with the family.
Yeah.
A little bit of time to,
decompress.
Just decompress. Mm-hmm. Even when the nights that I come home, I get to relax and everyone's sleep. I get to enjoy my alone time, bro. Listen, don't underestimate having alone time to do whatever it is the fuck you want to do? You know what I'm saying? Like, some people drink, some people smoke, and this is my little Crown Bar hookah pen, mango freeze flavor that you guys see me.
Exotic.
You know. Yeah, I'm fancy, bro. I'm fucking fancy. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, just that meantime, like, enjoy yourself enough to watch a movie, whatever it is that you do in your alone time. I know women, I know y'all like to stay on your social media, you scroll, you watch your home improvement videos. You know, guys, we're a little different. We might jump on the Madden. We might watch a little porn or something like that. Like, you know, like, just everyone needs their time. And I know most of us, we look at our stuff in the bathroom. And listen, women, if you're listening to this right now, if you're like, damn, why is he in the bathroom so long? Just leave your man be, all right? Just leave him alone, okay? He needs that time to himself. Don't ask.
Don't bother me when I'm cleaning the bathroom.
Yeah, just leave him alone, all right? You ever see when you try to take a tray of food away from a dog at a shelter and you just get met with violence? Yo, just leave your man alone. Just let him, whatever's keeping him happy, let him enjoy himself, whatever it is. Because it's bad enough when you're watching porn and you demoralizing yourself any kind of way. Right? And then to the dudes that's out there listening, you know what the hell I'm talking about. Don't act like it's just me. You sitting there watching porn, and then after you done, you laying there with that self-degraded disrespect for yourself, looking for something to clean yourself off. It's like, God. You know, it's like your husband's going through enough. All right? Why don't you just be there and treat him right? Just care for him. Leave him alone. God damn it. Yo, bro, don't act like it's just me. And fellas, if you're listening to this by yourself.
We've all been there.
Bro, listen, we're all grown, all right? I'm not going to sit here and divulge into the stories. And God forbid you get caught jerking off by your woman. Yo, bro. Yo, and that, by the grace of God, that has never happened to me. And I was having this conversation with Brie the other day. I'm like, yo, you've never, ever walked in on me doing anything crazy like that. Like, that shit is just wild. You know, I can only imagine.
I can't even imagine that.
Yo,
bro,
I can't even
fathom. That would be wild.
How much disrespect, how much respect would you lose for your man? And you just walking like, ugh. What are you doing? Like, are you serious? And your man just laying there on his back. Like, let me have this. This is all I have.
I'm almost done. Let me finish.
This is all I have to myself. Just leave me alone. Just give me 5 minutes. Five minutes is a long time. But, you know, just... Listen, man.
That's hilarious, though. Like, that's... I can't Bro. Even begin to fathom it.
Come on. Come on. And listen, I'm not trying to get, you know, too X-rated or morbid or disgusting, but we're all adults. This is what we talk about. And if these aren't conversations that you're having with your significant other, I don't know. You guys need to be talking about these things. This is what keeps the flame going in these relationships, man. No worry.
Wait, about you. Her catching you beating your meat in the bathroom. I don't think that conversation's ever come up for me on my end.
I mean,
hey, imagine I say I'm taking a shit and I'm beating my meat like it owes me money in the bathroom.
Listen, man, everyone has their blueprint as to you know, how they get things done. Oh, yo, Gilbert Burns just got knocked the fuck out with a knee, by the way.
Jeez.
He's still out cold laying in the middle of the ring. But anyway, back to what we were talking about. Listen, women, all right, take care of your man, all right? And if you're not, let him take care of himself. That's all I'm saying. There's nothing wrong with having a set order and the way things is. I mean, I'm not going to tell you what happens in my house because it's none of your goddamn business.
Damn business. Mind your goddamn business.
Mind your goddamn business. Whatever works for you in your household, that's what you do.
Do you, baby. But do you.
Do you. You know what I'm saying? You had a long day at work. I ain't got to tell you how to handle your own shit, but just handle it, baby.
Live your life, man. Live your life.
Live your life, bro. Live your life. Yo, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Have you ever been like, this is before Marty, obviously.
Obviously.
Whenever we have these discussions, I just want to.
Always before always. Marriage.
Before marriage, before the relationships that we're in now.
I was going to say BM, but that's not the right acronym.
Nah, so
just before marriage.
Yeah, before marriage. Yo, have you ever been hit on by your friend's like sibling or family member or anything like that? Like, you ever been in a situation where you got involved with one of your friend's family members?
Nah, man.
No.
You know, you're like, damn, she fine, but that's...
Would you, though? Would you take it there?
I don't think I would.
No?
If we're close, and like, you my brother, I'm not gonna dip the pen in the company ink. I probably think about it, but back in the day, obviously not now, but you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about you, bro?
You're a righteous man, bro. I wouldn't.
I was wondering where you were going.
No, and I'm not holding anything back. That's my legit answer.
I was gonna say, because that face looked like that bullshit.
No. Yo, and I'm gonna tell you something. That face that you see, you know how much fucking trouble that's gotten me in?
Like,
I'm sitting here, I'm telling the God's honest truth, and no, you're lying. And I'm like, no, but I can't stop laughing. I'm
right, yes. I'm right there with you, bro.
Bro. I say that to say, so let me ask you.
Go ahead.
If you did,
mm-hmm.
would you tell your boy that you did some shit like that? Or would you take that to the grave?
You gotta take that to the grave, I think. You can't divulge that information. You can't be like, yo, hey, I smashed your sister. Like, nah, you can't. You gotta die with that one.
Come on, bro. You don't wanna test the friendship though? Like, you don't wanna.
Nah.
Huh?
I don't think so. Me personally, I'd have to die with it.
I'd need to know, bro. I would need to know. I would, man. Cause you know, like, secrets kill you, man.
They do.
There's some people, and you know who you are if you're listening, that are walking around with secrets that, yo, they feel like
a million a dead pound weight.
Yeah, a dead weight on your shoulders. And whatever that secret is yours to keep. But I'm just going to say, man, like, I would want to know. And I would tell. I would tell.
See, it's the smile at the end.
I would tell, bro. That's and don't get me wrong. Like, I got boys that I know for a fact that would. Like, if had the chance,
mm-hmm.
they don't care. They listen. They'll eat off your plate if need be. Like, some I'm not going to say no names because I was
You know who you are.
No, I'm not going to say no names. I'm not going to say no names. I'm not going to do it this week. I'm going to get – this week they're going to get a pass.
They get a pass this week.
They're going to get a pass. But when they come on the show, I'll let you know.
All right.
I'll let you – I swear I'll let you know who they are. Right?
All right.
But
– So speaking of names, this is a little off topic, but I had seen a meme earlier, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it brought me all the way back to when that album came out. So it was the DMX, right? Where he starts going through all the chicks' names. Linda, Felicia. Mm-hmm. You know, like that whole...
The song that he did with Cisco, What These Bitches Want. Yeah.
So that one. And it's like, oh, I could recite... It's like my memory now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what's my password? And then it's like the other half of my memory, and it's the dude in the mirror. The song comes on, and he's reciting the whole names, like the whole list. Wifey was watching the video, and I'm on the other end of the couch singing all the names. And I'm like, damn, that is me, because I know that whole fucking song. All the whole list.
Wait a minute. Just so I'm clear as to what you're saying here, mm-hmm. are you saying that just that you can recite the names? Or are you saying that you your list is that long too?
No. I see what you're trying to do. You trying to get people in trouble tonight. Is what you're trying to do.
Nah, Biggie dog, Mafia. I'm just trying to make sure you're not passing around fucking chlamydia, dog. No. That's all I'm trying to do.
What do I look like? Wild. I'm 15 years old. But no, that was the one for me. I was like, wow, I remember so many lyrics and like stupid shit. Now I'll be like, what's this guy's name? Who's that again? You know, like stupid shit like that. Is there stuff like that for you? Are you in that same boat?
There are definitely songs that, or just things in general that you just don't forget, that just stick with you. Like, it'll stick with you forever. But I also realized, man, that I am getting older, man. Like, there's just certain things that happen now that you realize, like, shit ain't the same no more. Like, I want to go name something earlier, and it's something that I use every day. And yo, I drew a blank for like 15. Yo, I had to point at something just to reference what I was talking about.
The thing that
yes. Over there. And yo, it happens. Excuse me, it happens so often, man. Like even with your body, like bro. You realize how much older you're getting. Yo, dog, you know how many times I sit down now and I'll sit on my balls, bro, and it's like, yo, and I know I can't be the only one, man. Like, you sit down, he's like, oh, shit. Like, and it's like, what?
Why are they so I don't think I've ever now? Sat in my balls.
Dog. Listen, man.
Damn hey, you, bro. More power to you. You're blessed, one. Bro. Bro.
Yo, listen, man. Listen, I know you ain't gonna have. I know I'm not the only one, and that's all right. I'll go out on my shield right here, man. But it's like, just certain things with your body and your mind. It don't feel the same, man. Bro, like I go to get out my car now, and it takes me an extra 10 seconds just to be like, hold on, like,
you're man. Like, shit. You make noises when you get up.
Listen, I mean, don't get me wrong, man. I'll still be able to go at the drop of a dime. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could.
Until that hammy pops. Hang...
I could still hang with the best of them, bro. But all of that other shit, man, nah. Nah, I'm not doing all of that stuff. All of that jog. Yo, what is with people in fucking just jogging now for no reason? And I'm not talking about your people that get on your treadmill typically. Like, I'm driving around in the city. People are just running all over the place.
Is that like, what the hell is yoging? Is it a silent J?
I don't know what the hell you it's just, called.
You just run for an extended period of time?
Dog. I'm not. Running just ain't my thing.
Hated running my entire life. I love sports. But running? Like, yeah, I swam
just
to
run
high
for
school.
The sake of running is a difficult thing.
Yeah, and you'd have to do cardio and, like, long runs and shit. Like, nah, that's. I can't do it. I can't. I hate it.
And I'm not knocking it because I know it has a great benefit mm-hmm. for a lot of people. I know it works for a bunch of people. But I will strength train 6 days a week.
Yep.
And I'll throw some cardio in there. I'll sprinkle it in here and there. But other than that, bro, I can't do it, man.
I've never, even when I did one of the Spartan races, right?
Nah, I'm good.
I started training for it and I was like, oh, you know, it's a 5K. I'm good. Bro, when I tell you, I've never gotten cramps like that in my entire life. Bro, to where I'm halfway on this course, right? I got two cramps within a span of 5 minutes. Like, at one point, my foot cramped and it was facing inwards. So I just had to sit on the floor. People are like, you okay? I'm like, yeah, my foot's facing this way. I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I'm chilling. Nah. And then once I got over that, I got up and started running again. And I got the worst, absolute worst calf cramp I've ever gotten. To the point where, you know, at the wave pool, when the waves are coming in and it's just like a constant wave, just go. That was my calf. Like, it was just going like this. I was like, I'd never seen that before. And I swam. I've gotten cramps millions of times. But like that, bro. It was to the point where wifey and my oldest were like, yo, if dad doesn't show up in the next 5 minutes, we're going to go to the medical tent and just make sure that he's.
Yeah.
He wasn't
taking
off the mountain.
Yeah, make sure he's good.
Yeah.
Yo. Nah, man, I'm good. Fuck all of that. Yo, another little side note. Michael Vitton Page versus Holland is getting ready to happen.
Ooh, MVP.
And MVP, I got to take some points away from this dude because he just completely swagger-jacked Israel Adesanya and came out with the Undertaker theme. It's already been done, bro.
Come on.
Yeah, man.
Read the room,
he came out with the lights and the gown and everything. It's like, yo, come on, bro. He already did that shit, man. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think this is going to be an interesting fight, and it's probably one of the matches on this card that I was looking forward to seeing. You know, should be interesting. But come on, dude. Do your research.
You're coming out, right? What's your entrance? What's your song? And are you doing like a theme to it? Like, I remember Jones did the. When they fought in Baltimore, he did the Ray Lewis when he came out. You had Izzy with the Undertaker and then with the dance. You've had some interesting ones. What are you doing? Big fight, titles on the line.
You know what? I think I'm going to have to go with... I'm going to have to go with Juicy by Biggie, bro. Mm. Especially if I'm fighting in New York. Like, you just... Super Nintendo Sega Genesis. Come on, bro. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? The ha, the ha. You never thought that hip-hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the rob right. Oh shit, they killed Biggie. Now let me stop.
But, yo.
Yeah, man.
I went to my first UFC event was at Prudential. Mm-hmm. And GSP came out to that song. And that whole fucking place erupted. It was when he fought Dan Hardy. Dan Hardy came out to some like English punk song. And Biggie hit. Bro, that place went bananas. That's what I'm saying, man. Bananas.
That's what I'm saying, bro. This is what I'm saying, man. And, you know, what about you, man? What you coming out to? Bro, if you say Bad Bunny, I'm going to fucking close it. I'm going to close this shit right now, bro.
He's a Puerto Rican, but it ain't Bad Bunny. I'm coming out to some big pun, bro. Right.
Which song?
The Wrong Ones to Fuck With. Fuck With Me and You Get Stuck Quick. Fuck You Suck Ooh. Dick. Yeah. That's what I'm coming out to.
Yo, dog, let me tell you something. Big Pun is one of the... Yo, why is it like, I don't know. Maybe it's just the list that I've seen. Big Pun does not get the credit that he deserves.
He doesn't.
As one of the top rappers of all time.
I think it's because it was so short.
His commercial success was short.
Yes, his commercial success was short. Yes. Because he died right before that Yeah Baby album.
Yo, dog. His underground stuff and his... Come on, man. Bro. Come on. Like, his deep cover with him and Fat Joe, I listen to that version of Deep Cover more than I listen to the one with Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre, bro. Mm-hmm.
Bro, Beware? That's another song that you could come out to. I gave you fair warning. Beware. Like, yo. Come on.
Yo, listen.
Yo. To OTBS Mafia, drop it in the comments. What fight song you... What's your walkout song? Let us know. We'll throw it up on the Facebook page. Shout out to Mrs. Mafia for taking over the OTBS Facebook page.
Oh, yes.
Big shout out.
Oh, yes.
Follow, like, subscribe, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. Let's get that. Let's get those pages going, man.
Okay.
We'd love to hear from you guys.
Since we're in, and I know we kind of touched on the whole hip-hop thing a little bit a few weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
I want right now, off the top of your head, your top five hip-hop artists of all time.
Cool. Damn. All right, so I'll go in no particular order.
No order.
I'll go Biggie. I go, I go Pac, Pun, M. Damn, that's four. Shit. I'll go Nas. That'd be my five.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be my
I can appreciate that. I can appreciate that.
What about you, bro?
Again, no order.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta go Nas. DMX.
Oh, yeah. X is up there, too.
Hmm. Ice Cube.
Damn. Yeah.
You see, I can't put Pac and Biggie on this list, man.
See, I feel like they would be like your 1-1-A. Like, you know, like they'd have to be on the same line. Not to take up a different spot.
That's not why.
Oh. Okay.
That's not why. I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
And I know I'm going to catch a lot of hell from this, man.
Do it.
As much, and I know I just said I would use Biggie as my walkout song.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not putting Biggie on my list, man. If I got to go Tupac or Biggie,
mm-hmm.
I'm going Tupac, man. I'm going Tupac, bro. Yo.
Damn.
His catalog.
It's deep. It's very deep.
Dog, his catalog is retarded. And I'm not saying that Biggie's isn't.
Right.
I'm not saying that Biggie isn't. And I am from Brooklyn. And I know I just committed treason.
Yeah.
But this is my list. You make your own list, right? And you comment, you have your own list, all right? Feel free to comment on mine. That's okay. I'm grown. I can take it. So, who did I go? I said Nas, DMX, Ice Cube, and Tupac, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. You got one left.
Hmm.
See, it's a tough one, bro.
I'm going to go with somebody from right now.
Who are you going with from now?
Drake. Hey, listen.
Would you put him bro, as... I feel like Drake's... damn.
Listen. And I
rappers of all time. I feel like he makes more love songs. Like, he's more R&B.
Listen. Damn. I got R&B songs for the ladies. Most of the rappers that we know now have songs for ladies.
I mean,
and I know for a fact. Oh, I'm gonna be catching shit.
You're gonna catch lot of shit for that one. You dropped Biggie off your list and you put Drake.
Yeah, bro. Man. Yo, listen, bro.
He's had some bangers, don't get me wrong, but damn.
For how long? For how long has he had bangers now, bro?
Well, yeah. I mean, he didn't get shot and died. Or he didn't have a heart attack and fucking die. Like,
listen, first of all, it's not his fault that he surrounds himself around safe people and eats healthy. Like, you can't fault him for having decent security.
Pun just lost 100 pounds and he's trying to live.
He all never right. got those 3 Grammys. Listen. Listen, bro. I'm sorry. Remember what the first song that Drake came on the scene with? He came out on the scene with Eminem, Lil Wayne.
It may not last mean
name
nothing,
ever.
Y'all.
First name greatest.
But understand.
Yo, come on, bro. Come on, bro. Come on. I'm not saying that Biggie is whack. I'm not saying that. I would never say that. But when you're talking about all time, dog, you're talking about now the list that I created stretches back from the 80s all the way up to now.
Your list is blasphemous.
Argue it.
Blasphemous. Blasphemous. Drop it in the comments. Whose list are you going with? You going with Biggie? Well, you know what? We'll throw up the poll on Facebook. Whose list are you going with?
I already know. First of all, I know for a fact that, like, for instance, like, I know my boy well. He's going with my list because he feels like Pac is the greatest of all time. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He has...
See, but is he going with all your lists? Because
he's gonna have to. Because wait, time out. Your list had Pac on it too.
My list had Pac on it too.
Oh shit! Then I might be asked out. And on that note, yo, well, fuck you, bro.
Nah, B, how you gonna put Drake on your list, man? I can't fuck with you, B. You wild out.
I ain't trying to hear that, man. I'm trying to hear that. The numbers speak for themselves, bro. Who has the most recent hit? Biggie or Drake?
I can't even look at you right now.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta reward the person who has made the right choices. What do you want me to tell you?
Okay, because Biggie shot himself.
Listen, they told his ass not to go out to Cali, man. Yo, his mother told him, she said, listen, don't go out there and get yourself caught up in no shit. I don't want you to go out there.
If someone told you not to do something when you were in your 20s, especially your mom's, what were you doing?
That's not the point, bro.
See?
That's not the point. And listen, and you know, oh my God, you know how mothers could be. You know mothers, they could nag you, bro. And you know, and his mother's West Indian. Oh my God, bro. Bro. Oh, God. Christopher, I don't want you to go out there and you're gonna get yourself shot or something.
It's dangerous.
You know he's probably on the phone like, oh, I'm going out there, man. Everything's gonna be all right. I'm gonna go out there, I'm gonna do a couple shows and I'm gonna be back. And then what happened? Fucked around and got his ass caught up in Las Vegas. Damn.
Crazy.
What you gonna do, bro?
Bees like that.
What you gonna do?
Bees like that.
And here's another thing. Here's another thing, right?
Dig that hole deeper, bro. Dig it deeper, because I feel like you got to shovel out tonight.
Nah, I'm not gonna shovel myself out. I'm not gonna listen. No, I'm not. I'm not walking it back either. When Tupac dropped, hit him up, bro. Tupac dropped, hit him up.
Mm-hmm.
The first two lines of that song were probably the most disrespectful lines in the history.
They were
in the history of hip hop. Now, also, so check this out. Check this out. The people that I got on my list, right? You got Nas, mm-hmm. Ice Cube, and you got Pac. You got Drake. Damn, I done forgot already the fifth person that I put on my list.
Cube, DMX, Pac, Drake.
Who else did I say? God damn. See? What were we just talking
look
about?
At us. I lost my look at us. Right.
In any event, this is what I was going
to
say.
Go back to the tape, all right?
Yeah, go. Yeah. Just go back.
We'll have it up on the poll.
Those people that I just brought up have the most legendary diss tracks of all time. Of all time. Ice Cube, No Vaseline. Tupac, Hit 'Em Up. Drake, Back to Back. Nas with Ether. Come on, bro. I still listen to Ether.
And then there was DMX. That's your list. Yeah. That's your five.
How many diss tracks does when Tupac dropped Hit 'Em Up, what did Biggie come back with? Because Hit 'Em Up, he already said Hit 'Em Up ain't have nothing to do with Pac.
Right. Yeah, dog, who shot you?
You put out a record saying that.
Yeah.
That you smashed my wife, dog.
Yeah. That was. He shit on in the all the Junior Mafia. Yeah. Yeah, that was...
last 45 seconds of that song where he's not even rapping. He's just talking. He's talking about Mobb Deep, about homeboy that had sickle cell and all of this. Come on, man. Come on, bro. Come on. Come on. Come on. I love Biggie. Yeah. Again, I love him. But he ain't have shit on Pac, man. I know I'm gonna get shit for that.
You're gonna get a shit ton of shit.
Drop it in the comments. That's all.
Let us know. We love the comments about the hats from last week.
Listen, the shit about the hats, I'm standing firm on that. If it's fashionable, wear the shit, okay? Unless it's a rival. Because I'm not wearing no Red Sox gear or no Patriots gear. No, we're not doing that.
Yeah, if it's your immediate rival of your favorite team, you can't. Yeah, you can't do that.
No. You can't do
that. If you play them once every 7 years, and you know how new age fucking sports is, where, oh yeah, we're rival. No, y'all played twice. Shut up.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't rivals.
Yeah. Like, I know, like, for example, like, my pops is an avid Cowboys fan. I could never fathom him wearing a Giants hat
or Eagles
or yeah. Eagles or even the Redskins. Like, I can't picture him doing that. You know, yo, this Michael Vernon Page and Holland fight has been relatively slow.
I feel like MVP is 5-6 years past when he should have been in UFC.
I agree.
If not more.
I also didn't know that he was from the UK.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that, bro.
Another fighter from the UK that dropped off because of his in-ring antics, Paul Daly. Remember how much of a badass Paul Daly was until that fucking, was it Josh Koscheck?
Yeah, I remember that, man. And you know, it just throws the show. I should really start looking up on these brothers, man, just to see what's going on. Like, when I first started watching the UFC, I had no idea that Anderson Silva was, like, I thought he was from, like, the hood. Like, I thought he was from America. Like,
He's from the hood of Brazil. The favelas.
When I first started hearing him talk, I was like, what the hell? Is he mentally challenged? Why does he sound like this? Well, he started getting in my,
when I fight him, man, I threw a kid. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with this brother?
Like, oh, yeah, he's from Brazil. I was like, oh, okay, then that makes sense. I didn't know they had black people in Brazil.
He's one of the guys that the voice doesn't match the athlete.
Correct.
There's a couple of them for me. Him, David Beckham, Troy Polamalu. You ever heard Troy Polamalu talk?
Yeah. Yeah, bro. He looks like one of those silent killers.
But, like, you see Polamalu on the field and you're like, ah, this one of them bad Samoan motherfuckers. Like, he's going to. And then he comes up, hey, what's up, guys? How's it going? What? The first time I heard, I was like, are you kidding me right now? Like, that blew my mind, bro.
Yeah, bro. I don't know, man. I don't know. Very excited to see where the sports is going to take us for the rest of this year, man. But I don't know, man. Anything else going on with you, brother?
Not much, man. We got a little vacay coming up soon. Other than that, just life of a dad. You know? You got vacations and spring breaks and all that good stuff coming down the pipe. Pause. But big pause. I'll
let you slide with that one, bro.
Yeah. What about you, bro?
No, man. excuse me. You know, man, it's been a very, I know every week I come on the show and I say it's been an interesting week, but it's just, you know, it's wild when you realize that you're going through levels in life, you know what I'm saying? And you realize that you are processing the vision that God has given you when it comes to certain things.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, by the grace of God, I have about a good 5 years left at my job before I can be done and retire. And for those of you who are close to retirement on kind of like the downstroke of your career, definitely start getting your affairs in order. That's kind of where I'm at in my life right now. Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure everything is, like, if it's not on track, it's where I want it to be when I'm done. If that makes any sense. I don't know, man. It's just so wild. Just seeing, like, the shit that goes on around you. I know today's Saturday. One of my brothers that I spoke about last week that had lost his dad, I know today they laid him to rest. And yo, life is wild, man. Life is wild. And I just thought it was so crazy how, like, today they were laying his dad to rest. Mm-hmm. And it's the same day that Jay calls me and like, yo, me and Kayla are headed into the hospital. Mm-hmm. And, you know, getting ready for this baby to come into this world, man. And, you know, life is funny like that, man. Like how things just work out and
the twists and turns it takes.
It's so wild. And the amount of people that I talk to on the regular, and you hear the stuff that they're going through, and you see how weathered they are from the things that they are going through, you know, and it's, I'm pausing a lot, man, because there's so much information to register.
Right.
About how everybody has something going on.
Mm-hmm. You like never know what somebody else. That's something we've stressed to our boys. Like, no matter what you do, never shit on somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Because you never know what they're going through or what their situation is outside of where you see them.
Mm.
Like, give them that respect and just, you know, either let them rock or don't join the shit parade that may be coming down on them.
Yeah. Yeah, man. And, like, I know, you know, just to give you guys a little bit of insight of what's been going on, you know, we started doing this show. Honestly, I kid you guys not, and I want to give you guys a kind of like a little peek behind the curtain. Even though what you see is really what you're getting from this show, it was really literally Freddie just saying, "Yo, bro, we're gonna start recording next week," and I was like,
"It was
like, all right, you know, like," and we just sitting down talking, and you know, every week that we're like, yo, man, we got this X amount of views on this show. And it's like, oh, yo, we got X amount of views on this mm-hmm. show. But I say that to say, and I'm just going to give you guys an example. So for our last show, we had over 100 views, yep. right? Which is awesome. And we're grateful.
Mm-hmm. Beyond.
I'm going to yep. be honest, man. Even if we had 5 or 10 views, it is what it is. Like, I'm not in this for the accolades. And I'm here because I enjoy doing this because it's fun. I'm having a good time doing it.
You look forward to it. Yep.
I look forward to it. But I say that to say each person that is listening has something that they're dealing with right now.
Yep.
That's 100 different people that have taken time out of their day to take this hour and change to fuck it. Just, you know, what are these two? What are these two dudes talking about over here? You know, and
what bullshit? Yeah, we appreciate right now.
Yeah, just bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And we appreciate that, man. And I know that there's some people that are dealing with some wild stuff right now, whether it be you know, losing somebody close to them, or a breakup, or something like a health issue with a child, or or going through a breakup or a divorce or something like that. And on the flip side, I don't want to just keep it on the low note. Yo, on the high note too. Yo, my boy, well, I know his son didn't commit to any college, man, but they're going out, they're looking at colleges right now.
That's awesome.
On football scholarships, you know what I'm saying?
That's a dope ride.
Just as many
Enjoy
people
it.
that you know that are going through shit right now, it's a flip side to the coin. And the people are having some amazing things happening mm-hmm. to them right now. And it makes me so happy to know that people are winning
yep.
right now, especially with as rough as things can be. I love to see people win. And on that note, I want to say this. I'm sorry if I'm going on a little long winded, bro.
Wrap it up too. You can give us the Big E's wise words, because you know we're getting close to that.
I got you. Michael Venom Page just won his UFC debut, by the way.
Womp.
Via decision. This is going to tie into my words of the week. Be mindful of those people who are in your corner. And when I say people who are in your corner, I'm not necessarily talking about the people that you see in the forefront, because everybody that's standing behind you as you go on your journey, though they may be a part of you rising to where you're trying to go, not everybody's necessarily going to be happy that you're on your way.
Yep.
My boy, Jay Bachelor said something to me one time, and it stuck with me. And I'm going to try to say it verbatim. I'm going to do the best I can. And he goes, when you're succeeding in life and you look at the people who are behind you, you got to be mindful of the people who aren't clapping for you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I hope I'm saying that right, because not everybody has your best interest. Right? Yeah. Like, I feel like if you are somebody who's my friend or somebody who's for me, or you're somebody who wants to see me succeed, like Fred, if I see you doing something wrong, or if I see you getting ready to go down a road that I feel like is going to harm you, mm-hmm. I'm going to say something.
Right.
Or if I see you doing something that I feel like, yo, bro, I don't know if you should be doing that shit or XYZ, I'm gonna say something to you.
Right.
Like, what kind of person would I be, or what kind of friend would I be, or what kind of person who cares for you would I be if I see you doing something that's going to be a detriment to your future, if I really care about you?
Because
if I don't have anything tied to you, then, I mean, shit, what do I care? I don't know you nothing, and you don't know me nothing for me to be like,
I'm gonna say, hey, don't do that. Moving. Right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. But like, to add on to your point, mm-hmm. there was always something that I heard. People are in your life for three reasons. They're in it for a reason, a season, or a lifetime.
Mm.
They're in there for three moments. They're in there for a reason, to teach you something that you're going through, or, you know, teach you a lesson, or whatever that case may be. A season, they're not going where you're going, and you're going to get to a certain point. They're going to stay here. You're going to keep it moving. And then you got those lifetime people that are going to be there forever. So you gotta figure that out and see it and understand it when you do see it. Like, don't hold on to those reason or season people if you're trying to keep them for a lifetime and they ain't supposed to be there for that.
Yo, that's a fact. That's a fact. And also, it's not always, like, it doesn't always have to be tied to something negative.
Right. It could be positive. You know, like, it ain't nothing.
You know what I'm saying? It doesn't mm-hmm. always have to be, oh, this person wronged me, so I need to cut them off. If that's the case, then all right, you know, be that as it may. But again, no season, people. Sometimes you just...
You fade. You go your separate ways.
And that's okay.
Mm-hmm. And your paths weren't meant to be joined for so long. Just a little bit.
Right. You know, but don't try not to. And this is sometimes something that you have to pray for, because mm-hmm. I know when I have my conversations with God, when I pray, First, I thank him for the vision that he's given me thus far, for the things that he's allowed me to see. Because there's been a lot of situations where I try to act like I don't know what the right thing to do is.
Right.
And I try to do things on my own fruition, or I try to open my own doors and all of that other stuff. And, you know, I know God is like, oh, okay, you want to see how this is going to work? Go ahead.
Yeah. I'll be here. Yeah.
I'll be here. Mm-hmm. And when shit gets a little bit too hot in the kitchen, he fucking picks me up on my shirt collar and says, I told you a little black ass not to do that. Now, come on back.
Come on back. Let's, you know, let's regroup and figure it out.
Right. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, sometimes you got to pray for that. And I just thank him for the sight that I've been given so far. And the things that I was able to survive. Because sometimes you just don't know the things that you were saved from. Sometimes you were sitting in traffic for a reason.
Yeah. Sometimes you were late for work for a reason. That's,
you were late
for work, bro, for that's happened so many times. Mm-hmm. To where you're like, oh, damn, that accident just happened. And I forgot my keys inside, so I came out to the car and I had to run back in. That gave me an extra minute, 2 minutes, like little things like that, man.
100%, bro. Mm-hmm. 100%. And it's nothing wrong with being grateful for what you have, man. You know what I'm saying? And I try to live by that more often than not. Like I know me and you talk about this all the time. Like right now, like in our area, and I'm sure all of the city, obviously, we're dealing with like a lot of rain and all of this other stuff. And like me and you were saying, like, damn, bro, like this fucking rain is crazy. And
right.
You worried about water, you know, your property and all of this other stuff. And, you know, I like to stress out because I feel like my sump pump, God forbid, it fails and all this other stuff. Right. Now I got to worry about flooding, and you worry about the water getting in your basement and all of this other stuff.
Yeah.
And I say that to say, you know how many homeless people I drive by on the way home?
It's true, man.
Like, you know how many people would kill to have even that a piece of what I have right now. You know?
It's true.
And I'm so grateful for the things that I'm not only grateful to the things that I have, I'm grateful for the things that you have. And whoever's listening, wherever you are, I'm grateful for the things that you have as well. I'm grateful that you have the opportunity to take time to listen to us.
Yes.
I'm grateful that I have everything that I have, man. You know, and also I just try to pay it forward. I know, yes. I know my ease wise words, this is going off on a on a tangent, man, but I just wanted to kind of get this out of my system and just, you know, let us know to be grateful and just to be happy. And I love y'all, man. I appreciate y'all for listening thus far. And
yes,
you know, that's what I got today, bro. I appreciate you, man.
Yeah, appreciate you too, bro. We appreciate you, OTBS Mafia. Thank you guys for listening. OTBS on Facebook. The Sports Frenzy Pod on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. The Sports Frenzy Podcast on YouTube, IG, Facebook. All the links, you can find us. Go like, subscribe, follow. We thank you guys for listening. And we'll catch you, bro, next week.
I'm sorry. Before you close it out, can I say one more thing?
Do it, bro. Close this out.
And I meant to bring this up early in the show. If you notice this hoodie that I have on, I don't know for those of you can see it, those of you can't. All right. This is a Dragon Ball Z hoodie that I found, and you know, I said, I like that show at one point in my life. I'm going to buy that. So I bought it. And the reason that I'm wearing it today is because we recently had a passing of Akira Toriyama, who was the creator of Dragon Ball Z, who has passed away. And for those of you like, oh, so what? Who cares? Who cares that dude died? It is what it is. It happens. This dude created a show that for a lot of us, we grew up watching. I used to wake up to this show before I went to school. I used to watch this show when I came home from school. And sometimes when you have those things that are a part of your life, it's like, damn, like, that's crazy that that happened. Like, somebody who's a musician that you used to listen to all the time, you find out they passed away, and you're like, yeah, damn, like, I can still remember those songs and all of that other stuff. But anyway, I say that to say rest in peace to Akira Toriyama, creator of Dragon Ball Z, and, you know, that was it, man. And rest in peace to Virgil, too.
Yes.
From Virgil from wrestling, from who used WWE. To be with Ted DiBiase. I know you're sitting up in heaven at a table by yourself somewhere.
So to wrap it all up, the way we started, we gave the shout out to Scott Hall. One of my favorite quotes from him that I think is extremely fitting to Big E's wise words. Hard work pays off. Dreams come true. Mm. Bad times don't last, but bad guys do. We'll see you guys next week. Peace.
Be safe. Peace out.